Psalms 14, verse number 7. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Jacob here is referred to basically as Israel, as a nation. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Everybody have ever trembled? This sort of word means to shake. There's different descriptions described in the dictionary, but it's something that can scare you, something that can awe you, just so awesome that you just tremble and shake at it. I think that Sister Josie Guerrero and I have a club. We are charter members of this club. Now you can join this club if you like. It's a club called Get a Shot in Your Eyeball. How many want to join? Membership is free. I asked her what she think about it, and she was a little bit apprehensive when, as she described it, this big long needle came towards her. And so I think what she's describing to me was she began to tremble a little bit. I went Thursday and not knowing what to expect. I've heard rumors and so forth, and the longer I went through the process to get to the shot, the little more apprehensive, but you always try to act cool, like, no big deal. There's nothing wrong with this. Huh? So I'm sitting there waiting for the nurse now to take me back to where they're going to do this, and people's walking by, and I'm sitting there and setting up proper and straight, and my hands folded on my lap, and like, you know, everything's nice. Until the nurse said, I'm ready for you. I stood up. I'm not for sure, but I think I staggered just a little bit. Took a hold of the door facing, you know, kind of stabilized myself and get back there. They do this explanation of why it's not going to hurt. And they put all the procedure and put this surgery hat on your head. And I thought, hey, what's going on here? I thought I was going to get a shot in the eye. It's just, you know. And then they put a mask on me. And they said, I'm going to put some numbing gel in my mind. Oh, yeah, sure. You're going to numb it. How are you going to numb my eyeball? And she proceeded to numb my eyeball. Everything's still fairly good until the doctor came in. Have you ever just literally got to a place in your life where you were sitting down and the seat you were sitting in had arms on it and you gripped it? I asked him before they did the shot, do you provide the rawhide for you to chomp down on, or should I have brought my own? You know, trembled. I'm a brave guy. Until they come at me with a needle and want to shoot you right in the white of your eyeball. And this coming Monday, I'm going to have another shot in the left eye. Why are you doing that, Pastor? So I can see you better, more than just trees moving about. There's things that will cause us to tremble. I may have mentioned it before, but let me just, I was sitting there this morning and came back into my mind. I think it was, my wife will have to correct me, I remember Doug or Craig. They was just newly born. He was. And we're getting ready for Sunday school, and the pumpkin seat, the car seat, was sitting on the kitchen table, and she had just stepped away from the table, and I had come from the bedroom, the hallway, and as I stepped into the kitchen, here was a man standing in the kitchen with a rifle, and it was pointed at the baby in the pumpkin seat. He seemed very nervous. I don't know if this is a word or not, but I was even nervous or more. Sister Cox came out, and we both were sitting there, or standing there, trembling. There's things will come along in your life that will cause you to tremble. And looking at Psalms 114, there's something about this scripture. There was a direct command almost, but not so much as a command as it was, this is what the response is going to be. When God steps into the presence of the earth, or in the presence of Israel, His very presence was going to be this momentous thing that's going to cause us to tremble. There was a newscast, an interview given to a lady, and in the concept of this conversation, it was about an accident that took place. And she was an eyewitness to this. And during the course of the process of this interview, she made a statement that it made me tremble. Because we get insensitive to the things that are around us in the world because of the things that we are able to see and hear, we can come almost immune to any sense of feeling or trembling. The nation sees war on the television. The nation sees horrible things take place through movies, and they try to make it as real can be. There are times that we can see something and then not be moved by it or touched by it because it's like a child or a baby that's passed around to a lot of people and it becomes desensitized. One thing that the church, born again, wherever the church may be in the world, it cannot afford to be desensitized to the presence of God. Church can no longer be a place where we're so used to see the unusual that it no longer affects us. In early Pentecost, we sang much about our faith. In the songbooks that we have, and we sang one of them this morning, songs that would describe what we knew about God or what we wanted to worship God concerning His abilities. Our doctrine, we could sing about our doctrine. Songs like "It's All in Him." At the cross, the waterway, that's an old song, and one way to God. Perhaps it was the same in the early church with the faithful saying, and you can find it oftentimes in the pastoral epistles that is laid out of the awesomeness of God. You can find it in the writings of those that were there, those that experienced it. You can sense it in the writings. In the office this morning, we were having a good time and discussing some things, and the media department came in and said, what is your title this morning? What are you going to be preaching, teaching about this morning? And I said, well, it makes me tremble. And Brother Frugate instantly broke out into an old spiritual that has moved generations. It goes like this. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Then comes the words that captivated me and captivates millions. When it says, sometimes it causes me to tremble. 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 It makes me shake. When I think about a man who was beaten and left almost dead, who yet had the strength and the ability to get up as they place a wooden beam on his shoulders and struggle up a pathway to a small hill outside of Jerusalem, makes me tremble. The awesomeness that I know now, as Sister Julia was reading the scriptures, he was the visible image of the invisible God. God is spirit. Can you imagine in Genesis 1:1, in the chaos of darkness, the Spirit moving on the face of the deep, and His very presence was causing the earth to tremble and to shake so much that the water would recede and dry land would come up. In the presence of the Creator, you and I are going to stand one of these days before He who spoke worlds and galaxies into existence. And we're going to approach Him with a nonchalantness and a thing, well, He's just God. No, He's not just God. He's your Creator. He's your Deliverer. He's your Savior. He's your Healer. He's the Waymaker when it seems to be no way. Oh, Pastor, what are we going to do? You're trembling in your spirit, your heart. And the pastor can say no more except pray, seek His face, for He will hear your prayers.
Amen.
Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Sometimes it causes us to tremble, to realize that we should not take God for granted. In the most impossible situations of life, there's nothing like the Shekinah glory of God to move in. You can be praying at home. It doesn't have to be here in the church. You can be praying in your automobile when the presence of the Lord arrives and you feel the essence of the Spirit and the power of God. I'm not telling you a story, I'm telling you a truth. When you cannot control yourself or your emotions, when you feel something swelling up inside of you, and the ducts of your eyes release the water and tears coming down your cheeks, why are you crying? I can't tell you, but I feel a shaking inside of me. I feel a trembling in the presence. Something is in this automobile. Something is in the house. Something is in my office. Something is moving, and the power of God, I can't help it. I feel something moving inside of my soul and in my life. A new vision of His own spiritual soul needs to become alive within our spirit, our life. Somebody said, it doesn't bother me, honey. It needs to bother you. Oh, I'm not moved by much of anything, dear. When you get in the presence of God, it ought to cause you to tremble because He has the power over life and death. News bulletin for you this morning. American Christianity has replaced trembling with shouting. Oh, please don't take me wrong. I like to worship and I like to shout with the best of them. But I never want to replace shouting for trembling. Shout, yes, the world says, shout, shout. And God says, when I come into your presence, tremble, tremble, tremble. I'm not sure why Christianity runs from this idea of trembling. In a general sense, I suppose it is indicative of a church following the world's culture. It's sort of a theological thing. It may be that people have returned to the form of idolatry, the fashioning of a God of their own making, a God of my personal cause or my desires and my understanding how I perceive God to be, or the things that I decide to worship. The have it your way slogan existed in worship long before Burger King ever adopted the thing that says have it your own way. People like to have everything their own way. I like to have it my way. I like it when the waitress asks me. I don't like surprises on my hamburgers. I like it when they say, how would you like it? Non-mooing? See, there needs to be this little maintaining of reverence and awe for God. Because I think sometimes if we understand the process of trembling and understanding the presence of God, it is biblically sound, morally necessary way to live. It is not necessary in a negative thing that we wait upon the Lord and feel the presence of God. People will shoot up with drugs. Why? Just to get the feeling. Drink yourself into oblivion that you're walking and talking zombie, but you have no idea of what you're doing and what you're saying and what your surroundings are. You're just existing and you're moving about. You're just numb to anything and everything about you. Let me tell you, the greatest feeling that ever entered into my life or to my soul, my spirit, was the night that I received the baptism of the infilling of the Holy Ghost that came into my soul, into my life. Never in my life I have felt like that. Never in my life had tasted from that. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. When you begin to drink from the fount that never runs dry, when you become to absorb that of the Spirit of God, it will satisfy your soul from the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. Oh, come on, somebody. We need to maintain a reverence. To fear God is wisdom. Proverbs 9 and 10, it tells us that fear is the beginning of wisdom. To fear God is to be free. We're commanded to fear nothing or no one but the one who has the power eternally. He has the power over life and death. Simply put, those who fear God fear none else. To fear God is to worship. It's to have a worshipful spirit and a real heart. Amen? Since we receive a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, we should worship God in a holy fear and in awe, according to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. The psalmist said that we are to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Psalms chapter 2 and verse number 11. Why? Because the one that you worship is the one that has over all power, who made all things for himself. And he made you in his own image and his own likeness. Even though you got it scarred and you got it marred by the things of this world and the sins of this world, yet when he makes you new, puts you upon the wheel and reshape your life, there's the hand of God that bears deep with inside of your soul to refashion your thinking, refashing your way you understand things, because God is God and there's none other, none before him, none after him. He alone is God. And when I walk into a sanctuary, when I walk into a place of worship, there is something of an awe and a wonder. There's a trembling there. This is where I come to worship God. This is where I come to feel the awesomeness of God. This is where I come to see the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the power of God. This is a sanctuary of the Lord. This is a sanctuary of the Lord. It's not the entertainment center of the world. It's not the entertainment center of the city. To fear God is to fulfill God's desires. Right. Solomon, the wise man, said, to fear God and to keep his commandments are the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Yep. Fear God and keep his commandment. That's the essence. That's the bottom line. The same writer who said that fear God is the beginning of wisdom now says it is the whole duty of man. To fear God is to see yourself saved. Wow. To see yourself saved in the hand of God. See yourself saved by the power of his might and his spirit. We work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2 and 12. We work out our salvation. I don't mean to be trite and demeaning or anything, but there's people that get so, they've got something they're going to go to. It's marked on the calendar. And man, it could be just the most awesome thing, whatever. It could be a sports event. It could be a vacation. And more you get to it, the closer the day comes, there's an excitement that's building up into you. Can I tell you that God is on the verge of coming back for the church? Can I remind us that God's on the verge of coming back for a church? Never in the history of mankind has things so aligned up. When's he going to come back, Pastor? I can't tell you, but it makes me tremble. It makes me tremble. Do you realize it's going to be changed and transformed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye? It's going to be transformed. That which was corruptible will be made incorruptible. I don't know if you grasp that or not. It makes me tremble. You know the problem with society and church today? It doesn't bother them anymore. It doesn't bother the church anymore. Good services don't make you tremble anymore. It's just a good service. Yeah. Boy, did I hit a nerve on that one. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. When's the last time you felt trembled in the presence of God? When's the last time you got on your knees, began to pray God, and feel the presence of God? I tell you what makes me tremble. If I'm in here by myself, and I'm praying, worshiping God, and I hear a squeak. Come on, somebody, help me. Give me a witness. He said, where'd that come from? I just felt something. First thing comes to mind, I wonder if that's the angel of the Lord. What if we lived our life with that anticipation? What if you're in your living room and you're on your knees praying, or you're in the kitchen standing at the sink? What if you're driving down the road and you feel somebody riding in the seat beside you, and you're reaching over, and ain't nobody there. But why is the hair in the back of my neck sticking up? Come on. One of the things you young people can get a hold of is that's a sense of a fear of the Lord in your spirit. Shout isn't good. I like shouting. I like worshiping God. But let me tell you what. When you know that you're in the presence of God's. Come on. When you know you're in the presence of God. Somebody says, well, I didn't feel anything this morning because you didn't make yourself available to walk in His presence. He fills the universe. He fills all of the space. Come on. Have you ever walked to in a room and people act like they do not know you or see you? Give me a witness here this morning. It's like you're invisible. Have you ever had somebody walk up behind you and you knew they were there and you never turned around? You felt the aurora of their spirit. You say you believe in that stuff? Uh-huh. Same way when I'm praying here and I feel an aurora of something behind me or in the building or in the car or in the woods. It's being sensitive to His presence. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, there is pleasure forevermore. In His presence, it makes me tremble. I appreciate the music. I appreciate the songs. But you know what makes the difference? It is the knowledge that it is all about my Creator, my Savior, my Redeemer. I was listening to something the other day. There's a new book out about tribes. The big thing now in leadership and in most companies or new thing is sweeping now is tribes. You're part of a tribe. In other words, where you realize it or not, you're part of this congregation. You're part of this tribe. And don't go around going, woo, woo, woo. That's not the kind of tribe I'm talking about. Okay? That means you're all connected together. If you're all connected together and you share in relationship the things that's happening, amen? So we have tribes in football tribes. We have college tribes. We have Purdue. That's a tribe. Come on, somebody, help me out here. And you have IU tribes and cowboy tribes. Are you getting the picture? And you know what you will do? If you're a member of a tribe, you will fight for that tribe. You wear their collars. Come on. You will let everybody know Ohio State across your jersey or Indiana State, bringing more close to home here, or IU or the New England, I can't hardly say it because they lost, Patriots. If you're a member of a tribe, you will do everything to defend it. You will do everything to support it and let everybody know I'm proud to be a part of that tribe. Yeah. Paul said, I want you to know I'm happy. I'm so happy with the tribe that I'm a part of. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It makes me tremble. Can you even imagine standing in the presence of the eternal being who spoke all things into existence? I think I'll be like milquetoast. I think my knees will actually clack together. If we have knees in a spiritual, I don't know. I don't know what that spiritual body is going to be like, what it's going to look like. But you see, we get so used to be church and religion and things like that, but God doesn't work that. He'll come down personally and shake your world. Yeah. He'll come down personally and tap you on your soul. He'll come down personally and begin to stir your soul and your life and say, why am I crying all the time? Why am I weeping so much for? Because God is in your presence and you cannot help but tremble, to shake, to be stirred up with inside your soul. This is what you call being hot for God. God's hot there. They said, I can't feel God. Oh, God, you better hurry up and try to find God. Because if you're cold in your soul, you will never understand, or you may have lost the trembling essence of God. And if you come lukewarm, he said he would spew you out. I said, oh, Pastor, that's terrible. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But you know what awesome is? It's to feel the awesomeness of an eternal being who loved me so much, who has forgiven me of so much, who has redeemed me when I was or were not worthy to redeem. What do you feel like when the presence of God comes into your life for the first time through the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I've seen people, this is what the scripture talks about, Isaiah talks about, with stammering lips, with what? Amen? Who's giving you the stammering lips? I've seen people praying and they can't help themselves, but their hands are shaking. Are they sick? Do they have an affliction? No. No, the presence of God is there, and presence of God is on them, and they are trembling. If I can get a little bit trembly with a doctor coming at me with a needle, I better understand what I need to be trembling about when God comes to visit me. Let's lift our hands here right now. Feel the presence of God. Trembling. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble and to tremble. That's the message of the spiritual Calvary. Calvary is a trembling place. The earth shook at Calvary, and the old barrier was ripped in two in the temple. Can you imagine the Roman soldier as we're approaching the time of the crucifixion of Christ? They had broken the legs of men that was crucified with Christ so that their weight of their body could not be supported any longer, and the pressure of the rib cage going against the lungs and the heart would actually smother them to death. And when they come to Jesus Christ, he was already dead. The Roman soldier takes a spear and thrusts it into his side. Can I tell you, I think, I have no evidence of it. Let me tell you what I think. I think that when he thrust that spear into his side and both blood and water came forth, there's a separate identity with that. But I think that Roman soldier did a little bit of trembling. There are things in your life that God intends you to experience, and one of them is to tremble. Yeah. I couldn't have done this. Had to be God that did that. I've seen the sick and the lame healed. But I will tell you this, the one that received the healing, they wasn't there to say, oh, that was nice. Wow, big tumor fell off. Whee! You see, if we're not careful, we forget how to respect he who is going to judge you for eternity. If we're not careful, we become immune. And one thing you cannot afford to have it in your life is to become immune to the presence of God that causes you to tremble. There's something about the name of Jesus Christ, something about the awesomeness of God's presence. And we sing the hymn, "There's Room at the Cross." When I first come into the church, and for several years, room at the cross for a trembling soul, room at the cross for you, where the sin-laden may be made whole, room at the cross for you. I was baptized because that preacher said I need to be baptized because I just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Never had that experience before in my life. And then they're telling me I need to be baptized. But what I felt, what I'd seen, I could not tell them no. I said, "Sir, if that goes with it, I'll take it too." The next day I left back out to catch my unit. When I came back a year later, and the preacher got up to preach, I could not help myself but trembling and running to the altar. And every time I'd go to church, I almost develop a, I don't know, some kind of a syndrome. I wish, but I may not say that. There's more people that need to adopt that. Well, why do I need to go to the altar? Because if you haven't for a while, you need to experience the trembling. Because the longer you stay away from the presence of God that will move your very soul, the more you will move away from Him. It is the awesomeness, fear of the wonder of God that keeps you pulled closer to Him. Well, He didn't answer my prayer. He didn't make the way. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Do you know how many times you've made God weep and cry? He came to the city of Jerusalem. The biggest problem He has with us human beings is this one little thing. We will not. We will not. He said, "I would have gathered you together as a hen would gather her little chicks." But then He said, "You would not." Why do you have to be so stubborn? Well, I got hurt. I got injured. I this, I that. Well, why don't you try the remedy of going to Jesus? Because He's the greatest healer. The greatest healer of emotions, physical healings. Sometimes when we say all of those things, we're just trying to run away and hide. Hey, Adam, Eve, you've always come at the sound of my voice. You've come running in time's past, but Adam, Eve, they ran away because they realized they disobeyed God and was trying to hide from God. Don't hide from Him. Don't hide from the one that can heal your very soul, your very life. And Adam and Eve, they finally came. Don't lose the trembling. don't lose the opportunity to be in His presence. Don't lose the moments. Near the cross, a trembling soul. Love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. Let me close with the third verse of that old song. In wonder lost, with trembling joy, we take the pardon of our God. Pardon for crimes of deepest dye. A pardon brought with Jesus' blood. A pardon bought with Jesus' blood. You cannot hide your need. And whatever your need is, He is here. You just need to come trembling. Amen. In His presence. Amen. Yes. Yes. Small child, I've got to stop. Small child comes with their parents, knowing that what they did was wrong, and they're trembling, thinking about the judgment. God is here not to punish. He's here to restore and bring health to your soul. And I love the shout, I love the dance, and I love to just let God know how I really feel about Him. But there's time. I don't want to replace the shout. I don't want to replace the trembling with the shout. Because the best time I've ever had in God is when there is a deep move of the Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. A shout can be almost like a vapor. It's there, and then it kind of floats and kind of fades away. But I will tell you this, if you get into a deep place with the Lord, that will linger with you in the days and the months to come. To go to a conference and see young people who are there offering their lives to God and worshiping God and just loving God and just there, and the power of the Holy Ghost is moving so deeply. To go to a conference, to go to a local church service, and the power of God is just moving on people's lives until they cannot hardly stand. Until you can't hardly stand, and you got to kneel in His presence. Is He past you telling us what we need to do? No, I'm just suggesting. I think we need to reestablish some trembling in our souls, in our lives, in our spirit. The man who came back from the jail service the other night to Brother Fugate, he was impacted by the Word and by the Spirit of God. And I'm sure within sight of him, he was trembling a little bit. You're right, Pastor, you're right. And this pastor is right this morning. Church is more than a religion. It is an experience with God. Would you just bow your heads this morning? Here this morning, would you then? Lord, I know this is just not a shouting time this morning. And I didn't preach a shouting message. But God, we do invite Your presence to move on my spirit and my soul and our spirits and our souls here this morning to reestablish the awesomeness of Your presence. That where sometimes we cannot utter a word. Sometimes there's nothing worthy, any worthier than just being quiet in the presence of God. We need to feel Your presence again. Need to feel Your surrounding our very soul and our very lives. Father, we need to know that you have not left us or forsaken us. That the voices of this world has no impact on us, but we truly are impacted for the awesomeness of your presence. Would you stand with me this morning? It makes me tremble. It makes me tremble in the presence of the Lord to see a person moved upon by the Spirit of God as God heals their body, to hear the testimony, the Lord has done this for my life. The Lord has changed my family, has changed me. I tremble at the awesomeness of the power and the glory of God when I see it fall on people's lives. When I see the transformation of the glory of God. We may ask sometimes, God, show us your glory. I don't know if Moses was asking that. We don't have record of it. But when he went up to the mountain, God did reveal his glory to Moses. And it totally transformed him. I can see him coming down the mountain trail, trembling in his body, having a cloth over his face because the glory of God was so awesome and so powerful. To be in his presence one day around the throne of glory. You've ever been impacted by his anointed presence. When you cannot stand before him any longer, the four and the many elders that were there and the angels bowed down before him because of the awesome presence and the trembling. Let's lift our hands right now in our hearts together. Come on. Into his presence. It makes me tremble when I see the glory, the Shekinah of God moving. Souls, lives be impacted by it. To feel the flow of the Spirit of God flowing into the temple that he has chosen. The awesomeness of the Spirit of God flowing like a river. The power of the Holy Ghost flowing from inside of your very heart and your very soul. What will draw men and women to God is the presence of the anointed. The fear of the Lord, the awesomeness of God draws the hearts of men and women. What draws you? What pulls your spirit? What turns you from a sinner to a saint? What transforms you? And one day I'm going to stand before him. One day you're going to stand before him. Every tongue shall confess. Every tongue going to confess. Lord of lords. King of kings. The invisible became visible. Hung
song of the cross of Calvary. And those that stood around the Calvary cross trembled, trembled. Roman soldiers trembled. The earth shook. The graves opened up. And they shook. They trembled. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Where I first saw the light. God, let me reunite that. Let me reunite that first experience. Let me tremble at the thought when I first received the Holy Ghost.